Good morning, this is the morning news on English Waves Radio, and I'm Nia Kaysen. There is a new Health Defence Council this morning at the Élysée. While the epidemic situation is improving, the council will discuss the question of adapting the health pass. The pass might no longer be essential in departments where the virus circulates the least. At present, 35 departments have an incidence rate below the alert threshold. In addition to health issues, the government will unveil this morning in the Council of Ministers its draft budget for 2022. This will be the last of Emmanuel Macron's five-year term. The budget should include additional expenditure to finance the recent announcements of plans to put in 1.5 billion euros for Marseille, a fund in case of agricultural disasters, and aid for the self-employed and fishermen. After the Assemblée Nationale at the beginning of the year, the bill on animal abuse arrives in the Senate today. The text provides for measures to curb compulsive purchases of dogs, cats, or even rabbits, which are often victims of abandonment. Online sales could be limited to shelters and breeders from 2024. In Paris, the renovation of the Gare du Nord, promised for 2024, will not take place. The SNCF has announced that they will end the project due to costs. The gigantic site was to triple the surface of the Parisian station in anticipation of the Olympic Games. The railway company now promises a rapid adaptation of the station and the design of a new project. And the submarine crisis, a letter dated a few hours before the announcement of the termination of the contract that expresses the satisfaction of the Australian Ministry of Defence, which salutes the French work. The document contradicts the justifications of the Australian Prime Minister, who expressed doubts on the devices provided by Paris. And in the women's football, victory for France in Slovenia. The French won 3-2 last night in the second playoff game of the 2023 World Cup. The next match is on October 22nd against Estonia. You've been listening to The Morning News, and I'm Nia Kaysen for English Waves.